Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 90, a review of Lesson 79, Let Me Recognize the Problem So It Can Be Solved, and Lesson 80, Let Me Recognize My Problems Have Been Solved. For some people, this can appear challenging because the problems that you face do not appear to be solved in any way. In fact, they may seem even more challenging than they have ever been. And as we look out upon the world, we always want to remember that we are looking at the effect of our past thoughts. Realize that you are a walking projector, and everything that you are seeing with your eyes is the reflection of your past thoughts, judgments, and beliefs. And specifically, they come from one particular origin. And if we can get to that origin, it's almost like getting to that weed in the driveway, that if you could pull it out by the root, the weed would be gone forever. And the origin of all problems is the idea that we could be separated from God. This has never happened. It has never occurred. And that's why the Course would tell us, let me recognize my problems have been solved, because this has never happened. And to the degree that we have held into our mind that it has happened or that it is happening, we are now projecting that very devastating idea onto the world. Let's go ahead now and just hold in front of you your perceived problem, whatever it is in all of its forms. Just closing your eyes and holding it in front of you. And take a moment to consider all the different ways and means that you have tried to solve this problem. Perhaps you have tried to think about it more brilliantly, or perhaps you have tried different courses of action. Perhaps you have engaged friends of yours or family members to help you to try to solve this problem. And the problem is either not budging, or perhaps it is even growing more difficult over time. Whatever it appears to be, simply offer forgiveness to yourself right now for the problem. One of the things that we do not do is forgive ourselves. We hold a grievance on ourselves for the problem being there in the first place. And then we learn from A Course in Miracles that the only way that we can even have the problem is because we have accepted it into our mind. And again, we might be tempted to judge ourselves as being flawed or inadequate. This is not what The Course in Miracles is asking us to do. It is asking us to remember that all problems have the same origin, whether it comes from my mind or your mind or someone else's. We have accepted into our holy mind that we could be separated from God. This has never happened, and it will never occur. As we go back to what is true in our oneness with God, we would recognize that His will is our happiness and that we would have everything. Everything. Consider this, that if we go back to what is true in our mind and we release or abandon what is not true, then the effect of what is not true has to be undone and resolved. Dear God, help us to put our intention and our focus back onto what is true. Holy Spirit, heal all the errors in our mind and help us to get back to the truth of our divine reality as the holy child of God, where problems are impossible and they cannot even exist. We are willing to see the truth of who we are in every way. We are willing to bless those that we have held grievances towards. We are willing to see the truth of them and to see them through the eyes of love. We offer you this space today that our problem could be undone and resolved simply by acknowledging the truth. Let the truth correct all the errors in our mind. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. I have never been separated from you. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. I accept into my mind and heart that I am one with you, and as I walk with you, I have no problems. Thank you in advance for helping me to see the tangible effects of my choice. Thy will be done. Amen.